Hello,
Mr. Hahn, Mr. President.
Hello, Cliff.
Yes, Mr. President.
Two things. I hope you note we went with you on grain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're going to take a lot of heat now from the labor guys, and I want to be darn sure that you quietly get the word around to some of our grain people that we've done this. Now, you're not going to get an immediate reaction, but looking to the future, it has great possibilities.
At Henry's suggestion, we've called a long list of them and asked them to not to show particular glee, but just say it's constructive action and they're grateful.
Now, the thing to do here, too, is to get somebody. Our guys ought to be good enough to know how to do a little trading and so forth. The easiest place to make the first move is the Chinese, you see. The reason being is that the West Coast longshoremen will load the ships.
Yes.
The East Coast longshoremen will not.
Right.
So the Chinese thing is made order. Now,
unless we could slip a little into Russia through Vladivostok.
Yeah, oh yeah, that kind of a shipment would be fine. Now, the other thing I was calling you about is you were telling me the other day about how they developed some sort of an insect where to fight another insect, you know, to stop a pest, and it, you know, as I recall, my memory is not clear, but something
it's a parasite.
It's a parasite. Well, it died, you know what I mean, after, what was it? Do you recall
what it was? I think I told you, but...
Yes, no, yeah, I'm sure it was you. Either you or Bug. You know what it is? It's either for the fruit fly or for one insect attacks, and you develop it so that it, I think it was Borlaug. Do you remember the conversation?
I was with you when you talked to Borlaug.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't remember. There are three or four instances where parasitic insects have been brought in to wipe out another one.
That's what I mean. In other words, you can bring in an insect to wipe out another one.
Yeah, and I'm not a good enough an entomologist to give you the names of those without asking someone here.
Yeah, but they develop those. They develop the insect for the purpose of wiping out another
one. They've done it also with viruses and with bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you develop insects? You have instances where insects could be developed, which, for example, could go in and destroy certain crops, like take an opium crop, poppy crop.
Oh.
See what I mean?
It would be possible.
Why wouldn't it be? Wouldn't it be?
Well,
let me tell you. Let me do some thinking about that among your people. Let's suppose you had a project. The project, there must be some insects that love to eat poppies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd like to find out how you get those, how you breed them, and you see what I'm getting at?
Yes, sir.
They got to be very small insects so we can transport them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you want this very quietly done, don't you?
Yeah, very quietly. No, seriously, though, it is something that is just, it's an intriguing idea that a fellow wrote me about.
Huh.
And he says, why not? He says, your agricultural people have developed this and that and the other, and he mentioned a lot of things. In fact, the one you told me about had to do with an insect where they died after intercourse or some darn thing.
Oh, I know what I told you about.
What was that?
Screwworm fly.
The screwworm fly?
It's the cattle in southwest the part of the country in Mexico.
Yeah.
And this is a case where the female breeds only once.
Yeah.
And so you sterilize the males.
Yeah.
And turn thousands of them loose.
Yeah.
And they breed with the females, and then they lay sterile eggs.
You sterilize the male.
Yeah.
And then turn them loose.
That was radiation.
And you do that with the radiation and turn them loose.
Yeah. And they mate.
They mate.
And what you do just overwhelm the population.
And then the female dies.
She lays eggs once and dies.
And I see.
And
But the eggs are sterile.
The eggs are sterile.
I got the message. All right. Now you can do something on these poppies, okay?
All right. We'll work on it. Now,
bye.
But that's this one, the screwworm, is of great economic importance.
I know it is. I know.
Number one's pest in.
I know. That was what you were telling me about.
Yes.
We were talking about it. You know, when this other fellow was here.
Yeah.
You know.
We do have some cases where we brought in insects to destroy insects, and this has to be done with the greatest of care.
Yeah.
Because you introduce a new one, and you may have a new pest.
Right. But insect to destroy insects. But now what we're talking about is insect to destroy, in other words, not a chemical, but an insect, you see, that could destroy, work on a poppy.
Or a virus or something.
Or a virus or something of that sort. That's right.
Now, you're serious on this?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. But only if you can come up with something. Now, you understand, it's a possibility. That is, if... let us suppose, for example, that you could get a country to say, all right, we want to knock it out, and people continue to grow the darn stuff. Then if you could, you've got a virus that could knock this thing out, maybe that's the answer rather than an insect, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.